Good morning. It is now time for another Castle Country Focus. Joining me in the studios, Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. How are you this morning, Sheriff?
It's a beautiful morning in Carbon County. I'm so happy to be here.
So nice out there. The weather is perfect. Just in time for our, I guess, really your last hoorah of summer.
Yeah, the last blast of summer is always Labor Day weekend, it seems like. The last big camping trip or big holiday for summer, really.
Right. It really is. But, you know, with this being the last one, I know school is full-blown in session, but that doesn't mean that people don't get out like crazy. For me, I always stay in town, but I am still having to be just as much on my guard and aware of drivers and travelers as anyone else because it's crazy this weekend.
So the things that I know about that are going to happen this weekend, the mountains are going to be packed with campers. There's going to be ATVs and UTVs and all kinds of fun stuff out there. Just be careful. If you're in your UTV, wear your seatbelt. It's made for you to stay inside it. If you're on your ATV, stay safe. Don't ride with too many passengers on your ATV. Stay off the steep inclines and just drive carefully. Seems like all too often people come to the top of a hill on an ATV and they collide with another ATV. Careful with that as well. And you know, you can put a flag on. There's a lot of things you can do, but just depends on where you're playing. If you're out in the sand dunes, that's always a risk. You know, if you're on the mountains, just keep an eye out for other people. In town, I know a lot of people are riding their street bikes around. It's one of the last rides of the summer. They're doing their Harley rides and things. So keep an eye out for the motorcycles, boating. Make sure you're being safe in the water. And you know, one thing, I bought a kayak, so I have a kayak. But I noticed kayaks sit awfully low in the water. Careful. Watch for your fellow little kayakers out there if you're in a motor-powered boat.
Oh, for sure. And, you know, it's so easy, especially when you go to like Huntington. There are kayakers and paddleboarders all over the place.
Yeah.
You've got to watch for them when you're in a boat.
Yeah, because they're distracted. They're probably not watching for you. So keep an eye out for them. Make sure just have a safe and fun weekend. It's going to be a good time.
Exactly. If it's me out there, I'm doing everything in my power to stay on the paddleboard.
Yep.
And I don't know who's around me because I'm concerned about falling in.
Yep.
So
yep, you're doing
it. I need you to watch for me. How about that?
You know, and we've had some moisture. We've gotten a little bit of rainstorms and stuff in our mountains, but it's still a dry fire danger out there. Careful with campfires and things. I don't even know what the fire restrictions are for this weekend. So if you're camping in the mountains, make sure you reach out to the Forest Service, find out if you can even have campfires up there.
Yeah, last I checked, you could not. So, but then it did change for a little bit and you could have them in the restricted areas. So I don't know. I don't know what it is this weekend. You definitely need to look into that before you even start one. And, you know, like we've said before, Sheriff, we know having a fire is a big part of camping, but it's just not worth the risk.
It's really not worth the risk of starting the forest fire and destroying the whole mountain, you know, and they get out of control so fast. And, you know, we were talking about the Coal Hollow fire. It's the last update I had on it, it's 80% contained. And it's looking like it's not going to be a threat to anything right now. But that can change too. You know, I mean, you never know what the winds are going to do or we could get another lightning strike, start another fire. It's just crazy. We're in a serious fire danger. And I was reading in California now, they're worried about forest fires year-round there because of how dry it's been in California.
Wow. So. Yeah, you definitely need to be prepared and be aware. And then, you know, we have been talking about so much how we need the moisture and we need this to help out with the fire danger. But when we do get that moisture, think about how dry it's been. We don't have the area for the water to sink into the ground. It's going to be flooding if we get too much. So be prepared for that as well.
You know, that's something else to think about. And I haven't seen the long-term forecast, but if you're a hiker and you're in those slot canyons or dry washes and there's storm clouds in the distance, be aware you could be in a flood zone.
Yeah.
You know, and it happens fast.
Very fast. And if you do see an area that has water going through it, do not attempt to drive through it. Do not. You just wait it out.
Yep, wait it out. And it'll recede. And then you can analyze and know better if you can cross. But don't go through running water ever. That's a bad idea.
Right. Well, Sheriff, we just want everyone to be safe and have a great Labor Day weekend. Like you said, it's the last big bash of the summer. So everyone have a really good time and just be smart.
Enjoy time with friends and family and be able to come home and have good stories to tell and not be afraid or mad that you tore your machine up or somebody got hurt.
Right, exactly. Well, Sheriff, as always, I'd like to thank you for stopping in and giving us an update on what is going on in the community, giving us some safety tips, and just reminding us we got to be careful out there.
It's a great opportunity to be here. I enjoy these days.
Oh, for sure. That has been another Castle Country Focus with Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. You can find additional information on this interview by heading on over to our website, castlecountryradio.com.